I honestly want to know your guys' thoughts. Maybe I am in the minority. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. I don't. I don't think that this team is a Super Bowl team with Aaron Rodgers. I don't. So if that's the opinion that I have, because we do have to add a quarterback. Okay, we need to add a quarterback. It isn't just, okay, JJ is the starter. No one's going to challenge him. And Brett Rypien is the guy that's going to be backing him. I don't feel comfortable about that at all. Okay, number one. Number two, like, who's available left? Jameis hasn't signed anywhere. You're not going to go the Russell Wilson route, I wouldn't anticipate. But I just, Aaron Rodgers, I think for many people, they feel like he'd be a nice stopgap or somebody that you can start and then transition into JJ. The same way that last year, that's what we anticipated with regards to Sam Darnold. Aaron's different. His ego I don't want to deal with. The circus part of it I don't want to deal with. Now, would it be great for us? Would the drama be great for us? Yeah. Us coming on the radio and talking about what he said on the Pat McAfee show, and it involves the Minnesota Vikings? Yeah. But I'm not sure that he's a great locker room guy at this point in his career. And by the way, should share some breaking news. Tom Pelissero has just broken the news that Harrison Smith will be returning, has agreed to a contract with the Minnesota Vikings for his 14th season. So Harrison Smith, future Hall of Famer in my eyes, returns to
yes,
the Vikings.
Yes, yeah, no question. Yeah, when you're talking about the free agent quarterbacks, you know, right now, I think Russell Wilson, it's weird that we talk about Russell Wilson in the sense that I don't think he's a fit for this team. I think Russ is a guy that, you know, he's taken meetings with what, like the Giants and the Browns, and which are fine, but Russ is going to want to come in and cook, right? Russ is going to want to be the guy.
He believes he's a starter.
Yeah, he does. And I mean, when you see what he did last year in Pittsburgh, I can make the case that maybe he's a fringe starter. Maybe he's a fringe starter. You know, he might not be the Pro Bowl caliber guy he was in Seattle, but he's still serviceable. Yeah, you've got Jameis, who we've talked about. You know, Joe Flacco, who...
Joe Flacco's still available?
Joe Flacco's still available.
No, I mean, isn't like he's willing to play?
Well, I mean, he's a free agent.
No, I'm good on the Joe
Flacco
stuff.
Hey, he played behind a couple of members, you know, behind Freeze and Ryan Kelly. You've got Drew Lock, who is also a Mizzou legend, that much I know. Mac Jones, Carson Wentz, Mason Rudolph. That's pretty much about it, because I think, Jacoby Brissett signed with the Cardinals.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yep. Marcus Mariota signed a one-year deal with the Commanders.
Oh, see, now that's who I would have liked to come be the back. But that's where he was last year, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was with the Commanders. And I mean, you think about it, why wouldn't you want to play for an up and coming team like the Commanders?
Yep.
With
that's having success
with Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
I have a feeling the Commanders might be the next chic thing. So when the NFL schedule comes out, we're going to see a lot of Commanders games in prime time, and rightfully so. I mean,
well, they just added Debo. They got Jeremy Tunsil. They've added people.
Yeah.
They've gotten better.
They have. You know, and you've still got, you know, yeah, Jaden Daniels, you've got Terry McLaurin. You've got a team that, even though they got rolled in the NFC Championship game,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that was more about Philadelphia and less about Washington. So, I mean, a Gardner Minshew, Jameis Winston, yeah, Mac Jones, Carson Wentz. I feel like, I don't know, call me crazy, but I feel like if you're going to bring a guy in, it's got to be a guy that's comfortable knowing that you're not the long-term solution. You're a backup to help J.J. McCarthy. And I feel like if Aaron Rodgers came in, he wouldn't look at himself as being a backup to J.J. McCarthy and here to help J.J. He's here for himself. I don't want somebody who's going to be here for himself.
Multiple-time MVP.
Exactly.
I'm the future Hall of Famer. I'm him.
Yeah, I don't, because you were, this team is on a nice trajectory. Last year, I feel, you know, they blew past expectations, which is awesome. So now, what do you do to keep going in that direction? Aaron Rodgers, if he was at his peak, sure, maybe. But now, I mean,
he looked so bad last year.
He just doesn't look like he's the same old guy. And that's
Russell Wilson, he didn't look the part either.
Yeah, I mean, even Tom Brady at the end of his career when he decided to come back with Tampa after winning the Super Bowl, he was not the same. I mean, eventually these guys, they say mother, you know, father time is undefeated, and they're right. I think if you look at Sam Darnold taking the stop in San Francisco and coming here and parlaying that one-year deal into a huge deal with the Seahawks, good for Sam Darnold. Daniel Jones was here. I think that reset, even for half a season, kind of maybe helped clear the head, and now he's going to get a chance to compete with Anthony Richardson. If I'm a guy like a Drew Lock or a Mac Jones or a Desmond Ridder, somebody like that who was highly drafted, but it hasn't worked out, you come here.
Well, no, those guys are highly drafted.
Well, I mean, first rounders.
Drew Lock was? No, Drew Lock wasn't.
When was Drew Lock drafted?
Drew Lock wasn't a first round pick.
I'll look that up here.
Desmond Ridder wasn't a first round pick. Neither one of those
but
guys
were. I guess what I'm saying is these are guys that were expected to be franchise guys. I mean, Desmond.
Oh, no.
You don't think so? Desmond Ridder.
No, not at all.
Okay.
None of those guys were. Like, Desmond Ridder was what? Late second? I don't think that anybody ever looked at any of those guys as being as I think the people looked at them as possible, like, upside guys, sleeper type guys, but I don't think anybody looked at them as franchise quarterbacks.
Well, I think when you draft somebody,
Ridder was a third round pick.
Okay, when you draft somebody in the first, you know, 2-3 rounds, you're expecting that you're going to get something out of them. You don't think so? See, if
you're drafted in round 3, you're not expected to be a franchise quarterback. Franchise quarterbacks are people that are drafted in the first round.
I'm not saying Pro Bowler. I'm not saying he's, you know.
You said franchise. Franchise is more than a Pro Bowler.
But when I say, I guess, when I say franchise, I just mean he's going to be your starting quarterback for several years. I think is because that. I guess that's what I'm saying. Maybe not necessarily the franchise guy who's going to be, you know, the face and be a multiple time MVP. But when you're sinking first round, second round, third round draft capital into a quarterback, you're expecting to get something out of them. And coming here could be a chance to reset on that potential, I think is kind of what I'm saying.
I've always liked Drew Lock, to be honest with you. I always liked him, but I don't know why. It's kind of a weird thing with him that he just, I think he probably is a career backup at this particular point. I think it's safe to say Denver, Seattle. I think it's safe to say that he is a career backup.
Yeah.
The Giants.
Yeah. I mean, he was battling with Tommy DeVito.
Who they just re-signed.
For this man. I mean, Mizzou quarterbacks. Brad Smith. Drew Lock. Blaine Gabbert.
Who has the most upside of all the quarterbacks you named in terms of free agency? Coming to Minnesota.
Coming to Minnesota?
Yep.
I would have to say Gardner Minshew.
The most upside?
I think so, yeah. I think because
absolutely not.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
29 years old. He's shown that he can sling it. He's shown that he can win games. He's not.
There's only one acceptable answer here.
Which is Mac Jones?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but I didn't mention Russell Wilson.
No, I said who has the most ups? Who?
Out of all the guys that I mentioned.
Yeah.
I didn't mention Russell Wilson.
We mentioned all those guys. We mentioned all the quarterbacks. I'm talking about available quarterbacks.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
He's got the most upside.
Yeah,
and it's not because of what he does on the field. It's because of Sierra.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. That's exactly right. Yeah. Russ is.
Let Russ cook.
Nah. Sierra. Yeah. See, okay. Now we're talking. Now you got me. Now you hooked me. I know. Maybe Gardner Minshew's got a talented girlfriend or wife. I know his mustache game is on point.
Oh,
and who doesn't want some Minshew mania? Imagine just running through the tunnel at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Minshew mania.
With that, whatever. You know, with the mane and the long, like, Fu Manchu mustache. And
Minshew mania.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't want some Minshew mania? You can't tell me you would not be just.
Get out of here.
We all want Minshew mania. Come on. I would rather have Minshew mania than let's ride Vikings territory. Or whatever he'd say.
I just want to see Sierra. All right, coming up next.
You're going to get Gardner Minshew, and you're going to like it.
We have got a scoreboard for you because we have high school basketball, women's state tournament. We've got plenty of college hoops. My Jayhawks are supposed to tip off in like the next 15 minutes. We got NBA basketball, Wolves, they'll tip at 9. All of that, maybe more, coming up next year on the Lake Show. Was that Randy Meyer taking a shot at me? Randy.
No, I don't think he was talking about the show. I think it's just maybe the... Yeah, he's talking about the show.
Randy, you're my guy. You're my guy, Randy.
It's been playing for like 3 weeks.
I know that. I've heard it a million times. I've never addressed it.
Oh.
No, I just did. You even mentioned it to him once on the air. And he acknowledged the drop.
Yeah.
So, all right, there is plenty that is going on in the sports world locally and nationally. And so let's dive into a scoreboard here this evening. Let me reiterate what I just said 20 minutes ago. News breaking, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, Harrison Smith. Back with the Minnesota Vikings. I would assume this is his final year in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think that, the last 3 years it's been, will he come back? I think that just shows how much you can believe in Brian Flores' defense, that he keeps coming back. Because if you don't have anybody other than maybe Brian Flores, I don't know that he comes back. So let's go ahead.
And the Hitman's just a tough dude.
Oh, he is. No question. No question. Hey, let's get into the scores here. We do have the state girls tournament going on, and we have a ton of finals in there. The Class 3A quarterfinal, it was Benilde St. Margaret's 84-58 over Stewartville. At Williams Arena earlier on today, the 4A quarter was Maple Grove over White Bear Lake, 71-36. Also at the Maturi Pavilion. Another 3A quarterfinal, the 5 versus 4 seed. It was the 5 seed Alexandria, the Cardinals, over De La Salle, 60-40. The other 4A quarterfinal, 4 versus 5 matchup. That one went to Lakeville North, the 4 seed, over Brainerd, 47-20. Another quarterfinal from Class 3A, the 2 and the 7 seed. The number 7 seed, Creighton-Durham Hall, with the upset, 59-50 over Monticello. Williams Arena earlier on today, Class 4A quarterfinal, the 2 seed Eastview over the 7th seed Anoka, 62-39. Another Class 3A quarterfinal, 3 versus 6. The Marshall Tigers over Rockridge, 67-51. 4A quarterfinal, 3 versus 6. It was Hopkins, the 3 seed over Chaska, 70-64. Class 2A Williams Arena quarterfinal, 1 versus 8 Providence Academy over NRHEG, 84-50. Class 2A quarterfinal, 2 versus 7. Crosby Ironton, the second seed, over the Barnesville Trojans, 75-50. Two games currently going on. The Class 2A quarterfinal, 4-5 matchup at Williams Arena. Sauk Center leading Minnewaska, 19-10. And the 3-6 matchup in Class 2A, Minnehaha Academy, right now leading Caledonia, 19-14.
Hey, real quick, we got to go ahead and mention this because we know Dan Cook. Dan Cook, very proud of his brother, Mark.
And should be.
Who was taking shots at Dan.
What?
On the weekend. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, Mark, I didn't know that.
Mark Cook took some shots at his brother Dan.
Oh, man. Dan's a man of God. You can't do that.
Mark was on the air with Stevie T.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was hilarious, actually. It was pretty funny.
Oh, if it's brotherly fire, then I guess go ahead.
You know, he has every right to trash talk right now. His squad's still in the state tournament.
Yeah.
Doing work.
That's awesome.
Congrats to the Cook family.
Yeah. Hey, you know, good people. Good people, the Cooks. Hey, let's go to the boys' side. We're not quite to the state, but we are in the section semifinals, and we'll run down some of those quick.
Hey, can I mention something real quick?
Absolutely.
Last night while we were on the air, I was multitasking because we have monitors in the studio and television screens, whatever. While doing the show, I was able to peep. It was hotly contested. It was packed beyond belief, but a really good game, and I want to clap it up for Wayzata and Hopkins yesterday, the rematch. Wayzata won, and they won at Hopkins 76-72. And, yes, there were handshakes and acknowledgments at the end of the game.
Yeah, just consider what happened earlier, just a little a little blip in time.
Yep.
Little blip in time. Hey, let's get to some boys. Again, these are in the section semifinals. Class 2A, Section 4 semi, Minnehaha Academy over St. Croix Prep. 92-54, Class 2A section semifinal, Esco over Piers, 79-66. Ralph Engelstad Arena, Grand Forks, Class 1A Section 8 West Subsection Championship, Red Lake County over Stephen Argyle Central, 60-42. Albany defeated Holdingford in the Class 2 6A semifinal. Pelican Rapids, 62-49 over East Grand Forks. That was at Concordia up in Moorhead, Class 2A Section 8 semi. Mankato East defeated Marshall at Gustavus Adolphus at the Lund Center, Class 3A Section 2 Championship. Heading over Ada Borup, 71-69. That was in Perham, Class 1A Section 6 North Subsection Championship. Champlin Park leading Maple Grove leading Champlin Park, 90-81. Currently that game in progress. That is at Champlin Park High School, Class 4A Section 5 Championship. And just underway, Sauk Center and Spectrum. That is the Class 2A Section 6 semifinal. Rest of the games, we do not have any information on those. And if they come in, we will pass it along. Let's get to some top 25 basketball here. Iowa State over Cincinnati, 76-56, Iowa State.
Cha-ching.
They are Jonathan Lowe's squad. That is the Big 12 championship, the second round.
Cha-ching.
There. Let's go to the rest of the... the Big 12. Colorado over West Virginia, 67-60. Baylor over K-State, 70-56.
By the way, real quick, with that Big 12 tournament right there, there are a couple schools there potentially that are not going to go to the tournament now. Cincinnati needed to advance in the tournament. They've got 18 wins.
Yep.
I think that they're done for. West Virginia, they might be done for. I know the Big 12 is one of the best tournaments in the country, if not the best, but my goodness, man, you lost to Colorado.
Yeah. And Colorado, that's only their third win in the Big 12. They are 3-17 in conference. 3-17. That's not good. Baylor over Jennifer McDermott's K-State.
No, they finished 3-17.
Correct.
This
correct.
Conference tournament.
Yeah, so this would be, doesn't count. But yeah, they were 3-17. They'd be 4-17.
Which is brutal.
Brutal. Baylor over K-State, 70-56. And of course, your Kansas Jayhawks, they are going to take on UCF coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Rock chalk, baby.
That's right. They are.
We had a bad year, but we'll be back next year.
Even a down year for KU, all kidding aside, down year for KU is still a pretty good year for a lot of teams.
We got the potential number one pick in the following draft coming in next year. Darren Peterson, off the charts.
Well, hey, that's good news. Good news for you guys. Not good news for the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. Tough loss for the University of Minnesota. Nick Martinelli had 28 points tonight. For Northwestern, actually earlier on today, Northwestern over the Gophers, 72-64. Northwestern moves on to take on Wisconsin tomorrow. The Gophers finish at 15-17, and likely I don't see any postseason basketball, whether it's the NIT, CBI. I don't see anything in their future, unfortunately.
A game under 500, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's hard.
It was Dawson Garcia, and that was it.
Yeah.
Nobody else did anything today.
Yeah. He finished with 22 points and 7 boards, but, you know, nothing outside of that. Iowa over Ohio State, 77-70. They move on, and currently at halftime, USC over Rutgers, 41-30. That game currently at the half.
So, hey, real quick, another team that potentially could be out of a tournament bid, Ohio State. They lost to Iowa. Ohio State is one of those bubble teams.
Yeah, when you're 2 games over 500 overall, but you're
when you're on the bubble and everybody knows you're in the bubble, that means you got to win a game or two in the conference tournament. You can't go out in your first game.
Yeah, I mean, they finished 2 games under 500 in the conference, and it's just a bad. It's tough for some of these teams, but you know what? Like you said, even just the 1 or 2 wins as an at large would be huge for them. So that's what we've got going on. You want to get into some NBA here before we...
Real quickly, okay. if we got anything, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a full slate, actually.
Yeah, I can get into it real quick. Let's see here. All right. Games currently underway. It's the Atlanta Hawks over the Charlotte Hornets, 96-87. Trae Young, 29 points, 10 assists. Fun game that we're watching here in the studio. Good matchup between OKC and the Boston Celtics. OKC over Boston, 95-90. Chet Holmgren, 21 points, 13 boards, leading Oklahoma City. In the fourth quarter, about 8.5 minutes left to go. Toronto Raptors over Philadelphia, 96-88. Quentin Grimes, 24 points for the Sixers. The LA Clippers, a team that are chasing the Timberwolves in the Western Conference standings. They lead the Miami Heat, 67-58. Former Timberwolf Andrew Wiggins, 12 points, 3 blocks for the Miami Heat. The Houston...
Yeah, they're not winning, though.
Damn. No, they're not. Houston Rockets over the Phoenix Suns, 72-62. Bradley Beal, 15 points for the Suns. Jalen Green, leading all scorers with 23 points in that one. 77-69, the Memphis Grizzlies over the Utah Jazz. Luke Kennard, 15 points to lead the Grizz. The Spurs over the Mavericks, 74-73, De'Aaron Fox, 19 points to lead the Spurs in that one. We've got the Knicks and Trailblazers coming up at the top of the hour, along with the Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. The Nugs, 2.5-point favorites at home.
The Nugs.
The Nugs. It's like saying the Nugs. So that's what we've got. Wild aren't playing tonight, so NHL.
All right, that's going to wrap up the scoreboard. Coming up next, we're going to get some fashion advice for Major League Baseball from one Christopher Tubbs. We do that next. All right, Chris Tubbs wants to give Major League Baseball some fashion advice.
Yes, you better work it.
All right, so let's talk about this. Tell everybody what Major League Baseball is doing wrong, because this is not the first time that they've made kind of some shaky decision-making with regards to uniforms.
Silly Major League Baseball. Well, if you remember last year, there was the whole kerfuffle about uniforms, and you know, when players tuck it in, you might be able to see a little bit more of your favorite player. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's maybe great for those that are into that sort of thing, but we're talking about the balls that are being hit and thrown, okay?
Whoa.
We're you know, kind of some things need to be left unsaid or unseen.
Yep.
So Major League Baseball corrected that. And then they're like, you know what? We're going to take something good and we're going to screw it up because that's what they want to do. Well, the new era Major League Baseball hat has dropped. And for anybody that enjoys hats, you know, they call it an overlap hat, which allows they have maybe the name of the team in the background.
Yep.
And they have the logo in the front.
Yep. Kind of layered over.
Layered over, yes. But the problem is that the overlap hats are going viral for all of the wrong reasons, because we all like, how would we say, you know, like errors or manufacturer defects?
Mm-hmm.
We've got some new teams in Major League Baseball. I want to tell you guys about these brand new teams in Major League Baseball. Because coming to, well, one of them had to actually be recalled. And I will explain that to you in just a minute. So if you will all just kind of indulge me here. If you are a fan of the Garkians, it's Guardians with a C right in the middle. So there are your Cleveland Garkians or D-Doit. How about the everybody's favorite cheaters, the Ashos? Okay? Because there's no T because the H for Houston.
Well, the T is there. You just can't see it.
The T is there, yes. All of these are being covered in it's just whoever did it, the quality inspection.
Let me try to explain it so people they understand what we're talking about. Okay, let me try to explain it better.
Okay, you explain it better.
What it is that the hats are the, it says the name of the team.
Yes, it does.
But the logo is branded on top of
On top of it.
Which obscures the bottom part of it.
Part of the text, part of the name of the team is covered up.
So Cincinnati, for instance, it says Cincinnati, but it's got a massive C in the middle that covers up the Cincinnati part.
Uh-huh.
Chicago, the C is right in the middle. So all of the logos, the actual logos, layer on top of the team name. So like the TC covers the middle of where it says Twins.
Yes.
And look, this is the bottom line. It's ugly as hell. I would not buy these hats. I would not want one of these hats. They just aren't appealing at all.
No.
This is something they should toss. It is a sunken cost. It is not good.
No. You have teams like the Houston Ashos. The Seattle Macers.
And when he and just to clarify, when he says Ashos, it says Astros.
Astros, but the H is covering the T and the R.
Yes, it's layered over it. It just looks odd. If you want to take a glance at it, you can go to @justbb_media. The Twitter account is just baseball, and you'll see all of the hats up there. And they look ridiculous.
They do. I think it's on SB Nation as well. You've got the Washington Nawals, the Marlins. You got Boban because the B is over the S and the T. And they've actually had to recall the Texas Rangers because there's a T that is over the X in the middle. And you can't say that word.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of things that I will say. I will not say that word.
Because it comes across like, yeah, yeah. Well,
this is ridiculous.
I'll let you guys imagine it.
They're tacky. They don't even look good.
They're gross looking.
They're gross looking. It looks like.
I would not buy any of these hats. You'd have to give me one free. Why would I wear it?
I know. Here's my question. I've got two Twins hats that I love wearing.
Too many hats.
I've got the M Star, and then I've got my Pride hat, which is kind of been beat up to all heck, but I love it because it fits good, and I love the rainbow logo on it. If you're Major League Baseball, why would you put your merchandising in the hands of a company that did not run it by somebody in Major League Baseball in New York first? Like, if this thing is going to go to market and it's going to be representing your brand, why can you not at least check somebody and be like, hey, this is the idea. This is the design we came up with. And maybe Major League Baseball was like, hey, this
maybe
is cool.
Maybe Major League Baseball thought it was cool.
Maybe they did, but man.
It's unique. It's different.
It's different. That's for sure.
Of all of these ugly hats, because they're all ugly, what's the best looking one?
Oh, man. That's like saying when your beer goggles wear off, which girl looks the best? I'd probably say the Oakland one. I would wear that one.
Would you buy it?
If somebody bought it for me, I would.
No, that's not what I said. I said, would you buy it?
No, no. None of them look good. None of them look good. You know, it looks like when you're learning like clip art and you're learning to like copy and paste and you're dragging all of these logos. It's like somebody drug a logo on top of another one.
Yeah.
And just forgot to move it.
Yep.
And they sized it and it's too big. Like, I mean, my eighth grader could probably come up with something better than this. It's embarrassing.
They're all ugly. I think the Phillies one, though, you could get away with that. But, I mean, it's not like you're going to wear a Phillies hat, period. Definitely don't wear one in L.A.
The Philadelphia Phillies? Phillies? I think they're the Phillies.
It's just, yeah. It's when you screw up.
Phillies sounds like a
when you screw up fashion like this in Major League Baseball, it gets noticed. I'm dead serious. Now, let me ask you this. And text line, weigh in, 651-461-9226. What did you think of our the uniforms that we had last year, the City Connect?
Oh, the City Connect, like the bright blue ones with the yellow?
With the yellow. The yellow and blue. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
They grew on me, but I wasn't that much of a fan.
Yeah, no, I wasn't either. I thought it looked too much like a slow-pitch softball uniform. I do. I mean, it's something that we're like, hey, we're going to go play a doubleheader on a Thursday night, and then we're going to, you know, go to Devani's for pizza and beer. Like, that's what I feel like we were.
Don't knock Devani's.
No, I'm saying Devani's. We go to Devani's. That's what I'm saying. I just feel like sometimes the City Connect, while good in theory, I don't know if it's, you know, trying to pay homage to the new state flag. Or I mean, I know there's like the blue.
You're trying to do two different. I mean,
you're trying to do too much.
You're trying to do too much. Now, I will say this.
What about the cream colors?
Even though the cream colors are unbelievable.
Awesome.
You wear those every year.
Yes.
I will say this. Even though I wasn't a fan of the jerseys, I thought the hats were awesome. Because it had the inside of it. It had the lake stuff on there. Remember, it was like Land of 10,000 Lakes?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the hats were nice.
I'd have to go back and look, because right now the hats are not the City Connect hats.
Yeah. From last year, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I thought those were the Twins ones were nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah. I like those. But I feel like it's too much. Too much bright blue. I mean, they should go back to the baby blues,
right?
It's
the yellow.
Yeah.
The yellow's what throws you off. It's not so much the blue. We've had, like, varying blues before.
But I feel like anything outside of the baby blue just is not going to be received well. But maybe that's just me.
Is there some baby blue in the hat, though?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about, like the actual uniform.
Oh, you're talking about the uniform.
Yeah,
not
I'm talking about the uniform, not the hat. Like the hat, the hat's tolerable.
I thought the hat was kind of badass.
The
jerseys, I'm with you. They were not my speed.
I mean, I don't know. It looks like kind of was it like more of a neon, like a highlighter yellow? Not like going all the way Seattle Seahawks, but was it like a neon yellow, like when you'd watch it in person last year? Because I never saw a game in person where they wore the City Connect jerseys.
I mean, the ones I'm thinking of, they didn't come across as too neon.
Okay. And I see,
not in my opinion.
Yeah, I see this, and it just kind of got like a lame yellow color. I don't know. It looks like a highlighter that you didn't put the cover back on, and it's been sitting out for a couple days. Then you try and use it again. That's kind of what I see with this yellow. I mean, you're going to lean into it. Lean all the way. Go all the way.
Oh, and by the way, for all the people texting, I appreciate the text. Some of you are, you know, saying, you know, happy that we're back and you're listening and all that. Let's just say the access to the text, to the text line right now, shaky for your boy. I got it. There's certain things that haven't been fully restored, but we're working on it.
Yeah, we're piecemealing this together. But you know what? Every day,
I love you guys.
A little bit more. Oh, dude, the text line is still awesome. Like the text line and people, it's like still saying, hey, it's amazing. It was like a one-day thing. And like the love It's been like an admiration week. I'm kind of digging it. Kind of digging the...
You wish you could just bottle up all this love for you, huh?
I do. I do. I mean, it took me 50 years to finally figure out that I could...
That you're loved.
That I could, that I'm loved. Yes.
651-461-9226. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right, final segment tonight. And we're winding down the OKC-Boston game. And we could be looking at a potential NBA Finals matchup. And OKC is going to get the win at the Garden. They're up by, well, they were up 11. Now they're up 9 with a minute 40 left. Unless they just totally go on the tank, they should win this game easily. This would be great to watch for a Finals matchup.
Would you rather would you rather see this or them OKC Cleveland or OKC
either
Boston?
Either of those OKC either against either one of those teams, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think that this is great. Like this is ultimately what you want it to be, right? Like if you're a basketball fan, if you're a sports fan, you want to see the best teams, and Cleveland hasn't let up yet. And that's because I think people are expecting Cleveland to let up. They haven't. And, I mean, Boston, you know, they've been tested in the postseason. They've got that pedigree.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're – and think about Oklahoma City. That's scary. Is their windows just opened?
Absolutely.
They're going to be good for a long time.
They got a million draft picks.
Yeah.
A million. And guess what? Their second-best player or third-best player – isn't even playing tonight. Jalen Williams isn't. He wasn't available.
No, that's crazy though.
That's how good they are.
Yeah, and I know that you know.
With the Cat trade, we allowed Houston to get better than us this year.
Yeah. No question. I know. I mean, it's an 8-point lead with 50 seconds left. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening whatsoever.
Good game.
But yeah, you just want to see good basketball, and both these teams are legit. As much as I don't like to say it about Boston, yeah, they're legit.
Yeah.
I still think the West is deeper though. I still think the West is better overall than the East.
The road to get to the finals
much tougher.
Much more tricky for OKC than for the Boston Celtics. I think that it's two teams in the East. That will be Boston and Cleveland. I guess the only team that could give them maybe some problems, potentially, is what, Milwaukee? Detroit's playing good basketball, though. But, I give them that.
Yeah, I
know a lot of people think that the Knicks, I don't think that the Knicks are going to go anywhere this year.
No, I just feel like they're one of those teams that could run out of gas at any moment. Yep. I mean, and they are one injury away. Like Jalen Brunson last year in the postseason, what do you, break his hand? And that was it.
He's hurt right now.
Yeah, and yeah, out for 2 weeks now with that ankle. I mean, I kind of wish we would have seen Orlando healthy with the Wagners and, you know, Jalen Suggs and Pablo Banchero. They just haven't been healthy. So I kind of was hoping for a healthy Orlando team. But Detroit, I mean, you talk about what one guy has done. Kate Cunningham turning that around.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they were trash.
But he was there last year.
No, but I mean, just to go from like an 18-win team to, I mean, right now Detroit.
B. Bickerstaff.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing what they've done. I mean, Detroit would not only make the playoffs, they would miss the play-in because they're the sixth seed in the East.
I think they're the five now.
Are they the five now?
Maybe they're six.
Okay.
I didn't see what they did after their last victory, if they moved up or not.
Yeah, I just looked at them right now, and they're tied. Well, they're 18.5 games. It's Indiana and Detroit both 18.5 games back.
Hey, look who's up next. Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Denver Nuggets. Who you got?
I got the Nugs.
All right. Well, we'll talk about tomorrow night right here on the Lake Show.